Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi First Half 2013 Results Presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the De'Longhi S.p.A. First Half 2013 Results Conference. With me, we have Fabrizio Micheli and also Marco Visconti for Investor Relations. So let me jump immediately to the presentation of the numbers, which were disclosed a few hours ago. For the first half, the group has posted sales, net revenues, up to 670 million euros, up 4% versus first half 2012. Also, EBITDA improved marginally, up from 82 million to 83 million, and EBITDA margin was slightly below last year, going down from 12.8% to 12.4%. Reported EBITDA after non-recurring costs is up significantly from 74 million to almost 83 million, and also EBITDA margin improved from 11.5% to 12.4%, mainly driven by lower non-recurring costs. I underlined that last year we had significant non-recurring costs, mainly due to the Braun acquisitions during the first half. As a consequence, also EBIT improved, up from 58 million to 61 million, and EBIT margin improved to 9.2%. Financial charges, despite they are lower versus last year in the second quarter, are still higher, up from 14 million to 18 million, and net result for the group is slightly down but fairly in line with one year ago, from 32 million to 31 million, and in percentage, net result was at 5% and now is down at 4.7%. More in detail, I would like to underline the developments in the second quarter, and the second quarter is showing an improvement versus the first quarter in terms of net revenues. Net revenues are up now year-on-year 7%, reaching 350 million. EBITDA is, before non-recurring, slightly down from 39.4 to 38.8, and is down from 12% to 11% in the second quarter of 2013. I just want to recall that we had increased prices in the first quarter in view of an expected pressure on margin due also to exchange rates, unfavorable exchange rates and pressure on margin due to devaluation of many, many export currencies for the group, and that's the reason of the decline in of the EBITDA, and also the increased fixed costs due to the setup of new structures in some international markets, just to mention a few, in South America, Middle East, but also Eastern Europe, in particular Ukraine. Financial charges are slightly down in the quarter, from 11 million to 10 million, and the net result for the quarter is up from 9.6 million in the second quarter of 2012 to 12 million, 12.3 million in the second quarter of 2013. I would say that about the consolidated balance sheet, I would mention that there's been a good performance in the net working capital, despite the integration of Braun and also the integration of the Braun inventories in the first half of 2013. The group managed to reduce working capital, which went down from 233 million to 214 million. Also, as a consequence, we had a reduction of the debt. Obviously, the cash flow generated in the last 12 months has been at around 90 million, and the net debt at the end of June 2013, the net debt stood at 88 million, including 65 million of earnout for the Braun deal. Having said so, I would rather go to give some indication about the performance of the group. In terms of revenues, as mentioned, were up in the first half 4%. But if we recalculate revenues at constant exchange rate and compare with last year, the increase would be at 6%. Particularly in the second quarter, if we compare net revenues with last year at a constant exchange rate, the improvement would be even more significant and would be at 9.5%. Obviously, this is an indication that there is an acceleration in the second quarter, thanks to an improvement of the integration of Braun. If we look compare at constant exchange rates and also at last year perimeter before the acquisition of Braun, the performance of the group would be for the first half slightly negative, with a decrease, a negative growth at 2.7%. But again, with an acceleration, as said, in the second quarter of 2013, where we see that at constant exchange rate and old perimeter, the turnover would be flat at 325 million euros. Having said so, the market situation is still quite complex. We see that the markets are rather difficult, and we see definitely difficulties in Europe, where we expected headwinds. But despite that, the group performed quite well in Europe, despite the headwinds. Where we see maybe more unexpected headwinds is in the emerging markets. In the emerging markets, we see some difficulties in a few important markets like Russia, like Australia. And even on top of that, we see that the current trend on exchange rate is also creating more difficulties. So we see that the devaluation of many export currencies, as Australian dollar, Japanese yen, also the Brazilian real, the ruble, we see all these currencies are definitely impacting on the group top line. So we are a little bit cautious going forward for the year. We see again, as I said, negative exchange rates. We see difficulties permanent in Europe, and still difficulty in some growth driver or in the long term for markets for us, like as I said, is Russia. But we see difficulty in the short term, and we see also probably in a more complicated market environment. Also, competition is more, I say, fierce than it was before. To give more details, we are very pleased with what we have delivered in Italy, where we are back to grow despite the difficulties. Also positive in Germany, where we are growing at double digit, but also in the Benelux with also double digit growth. Also, we are pleased about our performance in the Middle East after, let's say, the reorganization in Dubai and the strengthening of our structures in the Middle East. We see a very sound growth performance, which is also a good perspective for the years to come. In terms of financial performance, I said we are very pleased with the cash flow generation for the first half, where instead of absorbing cash as we had in 2012, we delivered a nice cash flow at 4 million. In the 12 months, the cash flow generation, excluding the Brown acquisition and some extraordinary costs, would be at around 90 million euros. I have no more to add, and would leave the session open to Q&A.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Luca Bacoccoli of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Just a few questions for you. The first one is on the coffee makers market. So it seems that the weakness we saw in the first part of the year is still remaining also in the second part. I was wondering if you can tell us more detailed performance. So what was the decline at market level in the first six months of the year, and what was the Longhi performance? So, I mean, if you were able to maintain your market share in the first six months. The second question is related to Brown. If my calculations are correct, In the first 6 months, Brown turnover was approximately 44 million euros, so almost in line the second quarter sales vis-à-vis the first quarter, 25 million euros. So I was wondering what should we expect for the remaining part of the year? And the final one is related to the long-term standalone guidance. During last conference call, you were targeting mid-single-digit growth for the long-term at same perimeter. Given the second quarter results and also the outlook given today, I was wondering if you still expect to reach that goal for the rest of the for the full year. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. So the first question, okay, coffee makers. Okay, we are assisting to a decline year on year of sales on coffee makers. We just received the market shares in coffee makers on 47 markets, which are, say, almost the globality of the market. So it's a very good picture of what's happening outside in the coffee maker market. And these figures are very reassuring because we see the market is still growing, both in volumes and in value, and that the De'Longhi market share is still growing, even if marginally. I would recall you that our market is now at around 30%, but again, even if we are assisting at a decline in our, as a yearly says that we see the market share is quite well secured and actually still growing. So this is leading us to think that probably in the difficult markets there is a destocking effect. This is if we go back 3 years ago in 2009, we might recall that we have assisted to a very similar trend in destocking. Probably this is happening also in many markets. So no doubts, we have one picture, which is sell-in for the group, which is negative, but we still see that sell-out for the group is still positive. So this is, I think, very encouraging going forward. To also give an explanation on top of the destocking effect, I would recall that in 2011, we have assisted to the launch of Latissima Plus. Latissima Plus has been a phenomenal success for the group, and probably there was also a ramp up in inventories in many markets, which is not happening. I would say, okay, and this ramp up now is we had a strong ramp up and strong sell out. While this year we still have positive sell-out of our machines, but we don't have, let's say, the ramp-up of the inventory. Probably we have a destocking effect as well. So I think this is probably creating a very difficult comparison with last year. The second question is about Brown. I would say that the Brown sales for the first quarter were around 25 million. The sales for Brown in the second quarter are higher. Around 30 million, and so we keep improving the Brown sales. I have to say that probably there is the performance on Brown. We are very happy about the performance, the integration. Operationally, things are going on smoothly with regard to, say, the operations we have in Germany, also the sales structures in the single markets are now more and more focused and in selling the Brown products, so the performance is improving. We still are suffering probably from some difficulties coming from Russia, where, as mentioned, we are undergoing a reorganization. We had a reorganization plan in Russia, which probably has caused some delays, and this is affecting the total group performance, and particularly Braun, because we know Braun was very strong in Russia. This is something that we think is short term. We think that the strategy is sound, the organization has been, completed, and we expect now the results to rapidly improve over the next months. So, to give you a perspective, we think that probably with some delay in certain markets, but we are pleased with the integration of Braun. Rather than giving a Braun guidance, flat, I would say that we are assisting to some structural changes in market condition, mainly because of the currencies and also the slowdown of certain emerging markets, or what we call emerging markets, and also probably the destocking effect in certain retail chains in certain markets. So, as considering this, and we think that the group target should be slightly revised going forward. We're still very confident about the growth perspective, but we think in the short term we have to cure certain problems, as I said, in Russia, for instance, and also acknowledge the growing complexity in many international markets, and therefore probably we should adjust a little bit our target. So consider also the exchange rate, probably a more realistic target would be sales for the group at high single digit at the new, very high, single digit at the new perimeter.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a few questions. I would start with the industrial margin drivers. So if you can elaborate a little bit on the contribution of positive volumes and mix, you said, and the negative impact from Forex. Second question is on the price increases you launched. So I'd like to understand if they are sticking, and so this positive contribution is expected to increase in the second half. Third question, you mentioned a couple of concerns, in particular the competitive environment in Australia and New Zealand, and also the restructuring in Russia. So if you can elaborate a little bit more on what's going on in these two key markets. And maybe just a last question. You were mentioning also a weak market in UK. This was, unexpected by me, and so if you can also elaborate on this trend.
Okay, on prices, we have adjusted prices already. It's not our intention to pass on to the market another price increase in the year. We think that for this year the pricing is already in place, and we will reconsider price increases probably from 2014.
But just a clarification: these price increases are already fully effective, so in the first semester.
So I would say that probably. The fact was quite immediate. We got a very good performance already in the first quarter, and was fully visible because at that time the impact of the raising cost because of the negative effect of the currencies on revenues and the consequent pressure on margin was not yet visible. So we have adjusted before the effects of the exchange rates pricing successfully passed the price to the market, so we don't intend to pass another one now.
Okay.
The second question is about the market. I have to say that we think that again, for a few years we really had a very buoyant performance in all the geographies, all the markets, and all the product lines. Now markets are more complicated than before, and we assist to probably different performances. Overall, we think that we're performing very well in many markets like Italy, also France. So we are pleased with the performance in France, which is we're still positive in France. Very good in Central Europe, like Germany and Benelux, as said before. But we have some, let's say, challenges in certain markets. I think this is part of business. I mean, it's nothing that is, say, critical, but it's worth mentioning because we were talking about big markets for the group. We talk about mainly Australia and Russia. And so we think that the strategy is sound. We have difficult issues to face. In Russia, we had a reorganization of the structure, and now the restructuring has been completed. We have a new commercial policies in place. I think that we are well set now going forward to accelerate again. But for the moment, we have to admit that we are suffering a bit. While in Australia, I think that last year was really a phenomenal year. If we remember, in the first half, the sales for the group in Australia and New Zealand were at around above 60 million euros, and which let's say was making Australia in the first half. The third single market after Italy and Germany. Considering that in Australia about 20 million people live, I think that the performance was very strong and was particularly driven by the launch of new products, the introduction of new product lines, and as said before, for Latissima, also for Latissima, but as we said, there was a strong ramp up of inventories through certain retailers, and also the sellout. This year, we're just assisting to, let's say, the replenishment of the sellout in the store. So this is making a very difficult comparison. In addition, also probably some competitors have, say, pay more attention to De'Longhi. We have also to underline that even a competitor like Breville will be the second partner for Nespresso for the year, and Nespresso was a significant business for us. So what I'm saying is that we still think that Australia is a very strong market for us, but we have a very difficult comparison, and probably for this year we don't have to have expectation for, let's say, to deliver growth, but will be probably a transition year for us in Australia. While in Russia, I said there was a reorganization, which is a totally different situation. But if we exclude these two markets and the issues commercially we have to face are Japan, not because we have problems in the market, the products are selling well. The point is exchange rates. The yen has devaluated about 20 plus percent, and this will impact our top line in Japan. And also, as mentioned, we had some weakness in Great Britain. This is due to two main reasons. One is we have passed on price increase, and we decided to exit certain non-profitable business for us or non-profitable positioning for us. And the second point is also there was the bankruptcy of one of the major customers for the group, which in the short run will impact also will impact sales. But we think that again the brands are very strong, the product pipeline is strong, and so we are comfortable that Also, this situation is temporary, and we will manage to turn it around.
Okay, just a follow-up on the gross margin impact due to Forex, because you have launched price increases, but we have seen already additional deterioration in several countries, in the currency for several countries. What should we expect at the current spot rates as an impact on gross, on industrial margin for the full year, if you have a guidance?
Well, this is sometimes difficult to predict, but we think that different from quarter one, we think that the gross margin should be more in line with last year. I would say the first quarter, if you remember.
Yes.
We improved 3 points of industrial margin. Now the industrial margin fairly aligned with the one of the year before. We think that going forward, the gross margin should be fairly aligned, unless we see a further, let's say, impact that has not been yet seen on the numbers.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Claudio Giacomiello of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Please, could you repeat the guidance for the top line of the group, I mean, including Braun, for the full year 2013? So, if I understood well, is you said high single-digit growth, including Braun?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Just a follow-up on the working capital performance, which was very good in the first semester. Have you already paid the working capital due to Braun, so should we expect that the inventory takeover has been fully paid in the first semester, or there is something left for the second half?
No. The inventory, no. The costs related to the Braun acquisition have been fully incorporated in the numbers. Again, I said there is still a 65 million euro earnout to be paid, which is in the financial position, but not paid. But that will be eventually due in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 years' time.
But in terms of working capital, the first semester can be considered a normal situation and a sustainable situation, apart from the seasonal, let's say, trends.
Well, yes, I think that we perform very well in terms of working capital. So. But again, say Braun has been fully paid, and we think that the situation is sustainable. Yeah.
And last question on the MENA region, so Middle East and North Africa. We have seen some markets under severe turmoil, while you recorded an excellent performance. Have you seen any sign of deterioration in the sentiment in your clients' mood?
No. I have to say that the performance has been, as you said, very strong in the region. We don't see any sign of deterioration at the time being. Obviously, we are aware of what's going on there, and we have some concerns, but there are no signs at the time being for deterioration.
Mm-hmm. The very last question is on the competitive environment. Well, it is probably different from market to market, but I would like to understand if competitors are more, you said fiercer competition are more focusing on pricing or on new product launches, so they are entering the market with more competitive products or just with more competitive prices?
Well, we have a bit of both. We have different competitors with different strategies. I think that some are aggressive in prices, and they really make heavy use of promotional activities. Some other are intending to grow their market share with with innovation or more in the high end, so we have different competitors. I have to say that for sure in a more difficult market, the aggression in terms of price becomes more evident. But also in a more difficult market, also other players are interested in entering more the high end segments, so launching higher end products. I think that we think that although we acknowledge that our revenues are not growing at a pace we used to grow at, also considering the acquisition of Braun, we see that our market shares are still strong, and so we are defending a position very well. We see that the two major drivers for the growth for the group have been in the past coffee and food preparation, and I have to say that in both segments, in the 47 markets that we monitor, just for your information, we are just excluding from this panel as important markets China and the United States. We're still growing in both segments, so we see positive performances in both segments: coffee for the Longhi and food preparation for Campbell.
Okay, and the last question is the North American market, in the sense that probably here you had a weaker contribution from air conditioning, but apart from this seasonal and exceptional situation, how is the performance for the group? Are you satisfied with the trends?
North America, obviously we are not satisfied. If you look in the first half, sales are down about 7 million euros, and the decline, the negative growth is mainly due to air conditioning, and it was a strategy. We wanted to exit certain non-profitable products and certain non-profitable cars, so it's not unexpected. It's in line with our budgets. We are happy because qualitative also we have improvements in distribution. We are getting stronger in very important chains in the high end. But I have to say that in terms of growth rate, although the positive, developments with the better listing, more listings with important customers, the performance is not very strong, and the growth rate is not yet very strong. We have to say that the strategy, we sell European products, we sell espresso in America. We think there is a huge potential for that. There is a huge potential for cappuccino, but still, the market is still dominated by black coffee and Keurig, and also in terms of food preparation, although we have great products and we have some breakthrough distribution in certain food preparation products, the market is still in the hands of American players. So mm-hmm. We're investing, we think we have potential. Unfortunately, we are not yet seeing the results of our work and our, good qualitative actions.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Giorgio Iannella of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a quick question about your target for the full year. I think that you are basically saying that there is no room to see the EBITDA before the non-recurring items substantially higher than last year, this year. Or am I wrong?
No, frankly, I did not discuss about EBITDA. It was more on the top line. So what I said is probably versus before, we're seeing three phenomena. One is exchange rates. One probably some slowdown in the short run in Russia and in Australia, which was probably not expected, and therefore we have, let's say, trimmed a little bit the expectations on the sales for the year. In terms of profitability, we didn't mention with EBITDA targets. We think that with the actions we have put in place in terms of increasing prices, we should aim to deliver some improvement in EBITDA, but with some dilution if we look on EBITDA margin.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Bruno Raguet of Montpensier. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon and congratulations for the improvement during Q2. I had only one question that relates to the German market, which is your second largest market. Could you help us understand what's your brand strategy in Germany, and how do you think the fact of having acquired Braun will help you on the German market? Do you, for instance, foresee to gain access to segments that you could not access in Germany with the De'Longhi or the Kenwood brand? Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a part of the my answer is partly incorporated in your question itself. Germany, we have a strong performance for the group. We're growing, as I said, double digit year on year. Also, Braun is growing versus say P&G 1 year ago. So we think that Germany is a very positive market for the group. The group has a strong position with the De'Longhi coffee machines, with Braun in many product lines, and also we see some very positive contribution for Kenwood. Kenwood is improving, so we have a better market share in food preparation. Yes, the rationale of Braun is exactly in getting stronger in the high end, getting stronger in also segments where the group traditionally has, let's say, smaller presence. Just to mention one, home care and ironing, where Braun has a very strong heritage, and the De'Longhi Group has ambition to grow its presence in this segment. And Germany is a good example where we can really, thanks to the strong critical mass that the group has now in the SDA, we can really make good use of the Braun brand and the Braun potential in many segments and continue to grow at a fast pace in a market that is traditionally more mature than others.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. De'Longhi, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If there are no more questions, we close the line and the conference call. Thank you.